Now we're delighted to be joined in the studio this morning by two ladies from Bodaike National School, Denise Holloran from the Parents Council in Bodaike National School and Susan Nealon, the principal in Bodaike School. Ladies, you're very welcome this morning.
Thank you.
Good morning.
You have a fundraiser coming up. You're very good at the fundraising over there. I think we had you in a couple of years ago for your walk, your 10K.
So we're having our annual coffee morning and cake sale. So it's a cake sale, coffee morning, and an Easter raffle as well thrown in with it. So so this will be one of our main fundraisers. So we're hoping to see a nice crowd tomorrow in the Cobblers after Mass. So we have lots of the mammies and daddies are at home
baking
today. I hope
mammies.
So we're at home baking. So we all the parents of Bodaike National School will turn up tomorrow with lovely baked goodies, and they will be for sale. And we'll have then maybe a cup of tea, and it's an opportunity for the whole community to come out for a cup of tea and a chat. And
people probably love that, being able to have the chat to meet up with.
It's a social outing, really, isn't it? And to have it after Mass, like Mass is at 9:30, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
So it's ideal then to stroll across and have a cup of tea and a chat and...
Yes.
You know, and buy a cake to bring home or something. Isn't
that's
it lovely?
Exactly.
Don't have to worry about the dessert for tomorrow.
Yes.
Do you always have it this time of the year?
No. We usually have it before Christmas, but we couldn't find a date that suited. There was a lot on
so
before
much that
Christmas.
Time of the year.
Yes. So we decided we'd change it to Easter this year. We were going to have it, maybe we thought about having it Easter Sunday, but then there's no Sunday Mass in Bodaike, so on Easter Sunday it's all
right.
Going to Tungrainy, so we kind of figured, you know,
tomorrow would be a better day.
So we're hoping it will be as much of a success as it usually is before Christmas. But we also, I think there was another time that we changed it to maybe around May or June time, but we just, I suppose a lot of us now have children, boys in particular, involved with sport.
Of course, every weekend is busy.
They're going. So we actually sat down at the Parents Association and had a meeting, and we went through all the Sundays in April and May and June. And
see, had any free
Clare,
ones?
Yes. And between Clare matches and everything coming up, we decided that this Sunday would be the best.
Oh, it's ideal. I mean, there are matches, as we all know, but they'll be on the television, so most of them, if people aren't travelling, they'll be able to go home to see them.
The match is later, it's not on at four or anywhere.
I know my gang are going up to Laois. Yeah. We're going up to Laois afterwards anyway.
But
tomorrow,
you'd still have plenty of time.
We still have plenty of time because it's on nice and early.
Great, okay. And it's always very well supported, you had told us before, from the whole parish.
The whole parish, yes. No, it's a real community morning, so it's not just for the people of the school or the parents. Or, you know, who are involved in the school. It's really a whole community morning, and everybody likes coming into the Cobblers and having that cup of tea and the chat with everybody, and, you know, meeting up and for about an hour and a half tomorrow morning.
Great.
They probably expect it every year at this stage now.
They do.
It's a good weekend, the one before Easter, because as you say, Easter weekend there's so much on, or people are going out for lunch or something.
Or they could be gone on holidays.
That's the teachers are off, of course.
We wouldn't expect you, Susan, to come over on your day off.
Well, I have children in the school as well.
All right, okay.
So I'm roped in.
So,
yeah,
you're caught both sides, aren't you?
Caught both ways. Yeah.
Okay. And anyone can drop off baked goods if there's some grannies or even men, women or children living in the parish that aren't connected with the school or outside the parish that would like to bake anything or drop off anything for the raffle. I'm sure you'll accept it.
Absolutely. Yeah. All donations of baked goodies or raffle prizes are greatly accepted anytime from 9:30 tomorrow morning. So Susan is obliging us and opening the Cobblers at that bit earlier, just aside, you know, the lounge side.
So the bar will not be open tomorrow morning in the Cobblers at 9:15. fine.
Yes. And I'm sure everybody has stuff at home that they could give to the raffle. That's you know, we all have stuff and
prizes. And who does MC for you, Denise? Have you somebody?
Well, we're okay for tomorrow, really. We don't really need an MC for tomorrow. With the raffle, it'd probably be the committee.
Right,
like,
you do between yourselves.
Yes,
yeah.
But more so we get MC for the run to start off.
Right, of course.
So Joe Cooney, comes along on the morning of the run and says a few words for us and, you know, starts off the run and that. Yeah.
And that's marked fairly well on the calendar. But I think this year you had, and I know the last time we interviewed you as well, you had trouble with the weather again this year, didn't you? There was a weather warning or something. Yes, I think you put it off for a week or two.
We had postponed it for 1 week. We were lucky then the following week and that went ahead. And we actually had that a little bit earlier. Usually we have that in February, but we went for the middle of January.
Okay.
And then we ended up being a week later than that.
Right.
Okay. That was a huge success, actually.
Yeah. It's a great way of people getting out. And
we kind of said we'd try and get in there before all the other runs started up. A nice one after Christmas and that in the middle of January. But
New Year's resolutions are still there.
And there are a lot of people, including yourself, I'd say, there are a lot of people, you know, you've Hugh De Moroney and Michelle and all of those people that attend a lot of the 10Ks.
Yes,
so that's,
and they were all there,
So it's great, like, obviously, that you're involved and maybe yourself as well, Susan, that you can gather up people and say, listen, put that one in the calendar. That's our 10K. You have to come to that one. And you were lucky the fact that when you did put off for the week that you were able to facilitate it again fairly soon, that you weren't waiting, because sometimes it's hard, as you've mentioned, to get
that's
a date.
It, exactly. And you know, like, you know, the venue, like, we're very lucky, I have to say, because we don't have a community hall in Bedyke. We are very lucky that the cobblers let us use the lounge, you know, for
it's
these
ideal
events.
It's an ideal location of the lounge, it's lovely and big, it's perfect.
So we were lucky that they were able to accommodate us a week later
as well. It all worked out.
And yeah, we had a great turnout. You know, a lot. We had a 5K and a 10K route, so we had a lot of families doing the 5K route, and including our own children. We had a good few of, like, you know, quite more serious athletes that came to, you know, they saw it advertised along, you know. Yeah. And
brilliant.
Some people probably run it as well.
They did.
Do you do times for that, Denise? Or do most people, I suppose, keep their own time anyway if they're into that?
Yeah, no, we don't have an official timing or a chip timing or anything like that, because we only charge €10 for the run.
And if
we had to go down that road, it would be a huge expense.
Yes, of course.
You'd have to factor all that in if we wanted to time it.
Susan, a lot going on in Bedyke National School. There's always, you have a very active parents association as well, and it must work out very well. You all seem to work very well together.
It's great. It's a huge benefit to the school to have an active parents association, because it takes the pressure off the school from a fundraising point
of view
that the parents association organise it all, and we just are there as a support, really. And then the money goes to great use in the school, organising activities for the children. So it's a great partnership.
It's a win-win for everybody, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, because I'm sure there's a lot of money that you need for running all the extras.
Well, all the extras, and like this year in particular, bus costs have just gone through the roof.
Yeah.
So those kind of trips out are the days that bring learning to life
for
the children the ones that they really remember.
They remember them, and it's lovely for them to have those memories.
They're the things that they look forward to, and, you know, especially now coming into the third term, it's a busy term with sports and, like, all that
communion
is
and everything
extra
is happening.
Costs, so it is great. It takes the pressure off the school. It takes pressure off
parents
as well, because we're able to subsidise or cover the cost of a lot of those extracurricular activities. So it is. It's great.
And I mean, that makes a huge difference. Like, you've four Denise, but if you've three or four kids and they're all going to something on a bus, it's quite expensive, isn't it? It adds up.
Yeah. It does. Yeah.
And, no parent wants to deprive their children of going either.
Of course.
You know,
you'll do
whatever you have to do to make sure they get, you know, they get going to everything.
So what have you earmarked the money for this year? Is there anything in particular? Is it just the general outlay, really, for things like that?
We'd have kind of certain activities that we'd have it earmarked for. So we had gymnastic sessions this year. So the lot of the majority, we half of the cost of that was covered by the Parents Association.
Somebody came into the school, was it?
Yes, we had a gymnastics instructor in.
Very good.
You know, she had all the equipment, the magnets, right. And
she brought everything.
Everything, and so for it's a great opportunity for children who absolutely never have gotten the opportunity. To try gymnastics.
They might see that, oh gosh, I'd love to do this.
Ones maybe that don't excel on the hurling field, you know, that
there's something for everybody. Of course,
it's given them an outlet. So it's nice to see them trying something new. Yeah. And then we also will have school tours in the final term, and they're an expensive trip. And as you say, especially if you've a few children going. And so they're hugely subsidised as well by our Parents Association. Yeah. And they were the main two spends this year.
Yeah. So it's all going to a good cause, isn't it, really? Anything. And it's ongoing, I suppose, more so, as we were saying, the fact that buses, I mean, petrol, everything has gone so expensive. Even, you know, we're saying there are 3 or 4 kids going to school through their lunches. All adds up. You know, if you're getting them a roll or whatever, and the drink and the whole lot. So it's like,
to give them pocket money just
It's not easy for people. So, like, anything that people can donate to any school fundraiser, like, really, is it goes a long way, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. So I suppose tomorrow morning, so the Cobblers is the place to be. Anybody passing, pop in, get a cup of coffee, buy a cake, bring a cake. Buy a few raffle tickets. Okay, ladies, thank you very much. Thank you. The best of luck tomorrow. Thanks very much.